Last week, I did something the hiring committee at Stockton University didn't do. I'm about to Google Andrew Cortina. How do you spell? Okay. K-O-R-T-Y-N-A. In September, Cortina was hired as a physics professor at the South Jersey School. Okay, let's see what comes up. A story that was written in April of 2018 that says Lafayette professor who harassed female students deserved to be fired.
And that was probably just the top hit. There are a lot of stories about this guy. He's all over the internet.
Well, it took me 5 seconds to find this out.
Yeah.
Did officials at Stockton know about this before they hired him?
They say they didn't.
Why did Stockton hire a professor with a history of sexual harassment allegations? And why did one hiring decision strike such a nerve on campus?
We're trying to work with Stockton to help address these problems and to fight rape culture.
I'm Annette John Hall. This is The Why. WHYY New Jersey reporter Joel Hernandez has been looking into this story. So, Joe, let's back up. Andrew Cortina was a tenured professor at Lafayette College. What happened at Lafayette?
So he was teaching physics at Lafayette College, which is in Easton, Pennsylvania. And there were two female students there who say that they were sexually harassed by him. He would correspond with at least one of them and talk about how he liked her and wanted to be in a relationship. Strange and emotional, and would cry around them. And so they filed sexual harassment claims against Professor Cortina with Lafayette College. And this sort of set off a chain of events. The administration officials told him about these claims, told him to stay away from these students, but then he went back to them and he talked to them, and in ways that they felt he was saying, basically, you know, why did you file these claims against me? My job could be on the line here. And that's when officials at the school said, okay, now he's retaliating against these students for filing these claims against him. And in 2015, they fired him.
So how did he wind up at Stockton?
Well, I guess there was an open job for a physics professor, so he applied. And during that process, some students got wind that he was applying and realized what had happened to him at Lafayette because they Googled him. And so there was this one student in particular at Stockton, Casey Rosamond, who I spoke to, who says she raised concerns about Professor Cortina to the administration even before they formally approved his hiring.
We were basically like, you cannot keep this person in the classroom because you're essentially gambling with students' lives because you don't know whether or not he's going to do something.
Yet in September, the board went ahead with it anyway, hired him, and he was in the classroom soon after that.
So if students were raising these kinds of concerns, Joe, why did the school hire Cortina?
So it appears that the students raised the concerns one day before the board approved his hiring. So by then, his hiring was well on its way to becoming a sure thing anyway. But it's a little bit unclear why they weren't able to figure out these details about his past during the vetting process. The hiring of a professor at Stockton includes, you know, reviewing their resume, their references, and doing a criminal background check. Cortina's application is confidential because it's part of his personnel file, so we don't know if any of those references were from Lafayette. But what's not part of their vetting process is just a simple Google search, apparently. So Stockton officials say when they hired him, they didn't know about all of this stuff. And because he was never charged with a crime in this case, it didn't come up in the background check either. And if they did a full review of his references and called them, then it didn't come up there as well.
Isn't the fact that they didn't do a simple Google search a little bit weird?
I think it's a little weird. I think it's a pretty easy step to take to just check somebody out. And if they had done it, they would have found out all these details. it's also a little bit strange in the context of everything that the school is going through right now and all the other issues that it's facing.
What kind of issues?
Well, Stockton is facing multiple lawsuits from women who say they were sexually assaulted either on campus or by Stockton students. There are 9 of these lawsuits. One says she was groped at a party. Another woman says she was violently assaulted in a frat house bathroom. Several said they were drugged and raped by members of this off-campus fraternity. So several of the lawsuits center around this unrecognized off-campus fraternity called Pi Kappa Phi. Stockton hasn't recognized Pi Kapp, as they're called, for years, but they've continued to operate. And the lawsuits suggest that this fraternity has this sort of unchecked Wild West atmosphere of drinking and drugs and sexual violence. And it includes current students and maybe men who have graduated from Stockton who still go there. The lawsuits also suggest that Stockton knows that this fraternity is continuing to operate and not doing enough to warn students about the dangers of going to parties at Pi Kappa.
So what's been Stockton's response?
Well, because the lawsuits are pending, they haven't commented on them. And they're being represented by the Attorney General's office because Stockton is a public university. There's been some suggestion that Stockton, you know, can't be held responsible for conduct that's happening at a fraternity that is, one, unrecognized by the school, so not subject to its policies, and two, off campus, so really not part of the control of the universities, they might say. But the school has come out and the president's come out and said, you know, these sorts of allegations are intolerable, that we won't stand for sexual assault. The other thing they've been doing is this program called a Culture of Respect, and it's based on this national model for schools across the country to implement if they want to deal with sexual violence on campus. So Stockton has a website for its Culture of Respect program, and it lists a series of events that are on campus that students can go to and kind of interact with other students. And there's also lots of links to information about resources that the school offers. Some students I've talked to say it hasn't really landed, that the Culture of Respect program hasn't been as impactful, I think, as the school was hoping it would be. And generally speaking, the feeling among some of the students who've been critical of the school is that Stockton isn't doing enough about sexual assault or taking the problem seriously enough.
The lawsuits, what frustrated me was they weren't a bigger issue even when it was ongoing.
When we come back,
Stockton doesn't really seem to want to handle problems unless students are putting pressure on them.
I'm Annette John Hall. This is The Why. We're talking to WHYY's Joe Hernandez about tensions between students and the administration at Stockton University over how it's handling complaints of sexual harassment and assault.
Good morning. We can do a little better than that. Good morning. How's everybody doing?
Good morning.
So, Joe, there was recently a big public meeting about sexual assault on college campuses at Stockton.
Very pleased to see everyone come out this morning to discuss a very, very important topic during a very, very important moment.
Was this all because of what had happened?
No, the public meeting was not in response to Cortina being hired or to address any of those other specific issues at Stockton. It was previously scheduled, and it was part of a program that the Attorney General is doing to ask all 21 county prosecutors to hold public meetings on a variety of topics. That includes stuff like bias crimes and police-involved shootings, and right now it's campus sexual assault. And so there aren't that many public colleges in the county, so the meeting happened to be at Stockton. But shortly before the meeting, students had found out about Cortina being hired, and there was already some activism on campus around sexual assault. So a lot of students showed up to this meeting to participate, and that's when things got heated.
You need to answer all of our questions. We had more questions. There's a lot more. And also, you only answered some of the questions about
since it's a public meeting, they took questions, but the audience members had to submit them on note cards, and then they were screened by the school before they were read. And Casey Rosamond, who I mentioned earlier, was there with some of her friends, and they felt like Stockton and the prosecutor's office weren't answering the questions that they had posed and that they wanted answered.
We have questions about Andrew Cortina as to why Stockton knew about him. We made him Stockton aware on September 17th, yet during their board meeting, they approved to hire him. Also,
And so toward the end of the meeting, things got a little bit more tense, and Casey and others started speaking from the crowd and asking the people on the stage to answer these questions about sexual assault on campus, and there was a bit of a confrontation there.
Your question can still be answered and still be heard.
Do you not want Stockton students to know because there's been a lack of transparency?
No, that's not it at all.
And maybe the lawsuits were the reason why Andrew Cortina's hiring upset a lot of students.
Right. And many of them saw this as kind of the latest episode of sexist behavior or sexually charged behavior happening on campus that the university wasn't doing enough to protect students from. I mean, this fraternity, Pi Kappa Phi, is listed as unrecognized on the school's website. Hmm. The school points to that. But students who've been critical of the school's response say, well, why is it unrecognized? Why doesn't Stockton do more to tell us not to go there? Why doesn't Stockton, you know, give us the background on this fraternity right, so we can be more informed about whether to decide to go to a party there or not? Similarly, I think the students think that the university sort of fell down in the case of Cortina as well. First of all, they didn't even Google him when they did their review of his application. And with the sort of backdrop of all those cases, it makes students feel a little bit less, even less confident that the university is going to protect them.
And also, I just don't think they don't want any more controversy. But my response is, if you don't want more controversy, then maybe vet the people that you're hiring better.
But beyond that, some of the students say the school should have communicated what had happened with Cortina to the students. When we were reporting the story, the administration by then had already known about Cortina because the students had found out. But the university did not issue a statement to their students about him. And they say that's because he didn't pose a risk of public safety to them. But some students just think that the school should have done more in this case to protect them and that it failed.
So that was another thing that was really frustrating to me, was they seemed to not really be taking it seriously. Stockton doesn't really seem to want to handle problems unless students are putting pressure on them.
So, Joe, what's going on with Cortina now? Is he still teaching students after all this?
He's still at the school. He's still a faculty member there. He's still being paid. But the administration has taken him out of the classroom while they investigate his hiring and decide if they should do anything about it. We also reached out to Professor Cortina to see if he wanted to comment on this, and he didn't get back to us.
Well, Joe, thanks as always for coming in.
You got it.
Joe Hernandez is a reporter for WHYY. The Y is produced by me, Annette John Hall, along with Shai Binyakov, Alex Stern, and Kelsey Hansen, under the editorial direction of Katie Colinari. Tweet me at AnnetteJH. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.